This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Christian perspective on the news does not necessarily reflect the opinions of Radio K Pulpit or the on-air presenter, but is the independent viewpoint of the individual contributor. Please send an email to info@kpulpit.co.za should you have any further inquiries.
Christian perspective on the news.
What a pleasure to welcome Dr. Peter Hammond. He's the founder of Frontline Fellowship, the Reformation Society, Africa Christian Action, and the William Carey Bible Institute. Dr. Hammond, good morning.
Good morning, Brad. Now, Thanksgiving is a biblical command. In America, it's a public holiday. The last Thursday in November is normally the Thanksgiving, and it's a very good Christian tradition that is worth emulating. In fact, at our mission, we've been practicing Thanksgiving suppers at the end of November every year for the last 38 years, and I think it's a great idea. There are at least 138 passages of Scripture that deal with the subject of Thanksgiving. You know, when we talk about prayer, there's two sides to prayer. There's prayer and praise. You've got to have a balance between requesting, asking, and giving thanks. And in Colossians 3, verse 15, we read, "Let the peace of Christ rule in your heart, since as members of one body, you are called to peace, and be thankful." Philippians 4, verse 6, we read, "Do not be anxious about anything. Don't worry about anything. But in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God." So don't worry about anything. Pray about everything with thanksgiving. We are told what God's will is. Many people say, "I want to know God's will." But when we think of God's will, we're normally thinking in terms of location and vocation. Where do you want me to be? Who do you want me to marry? What work should I have? But this is God's will for you. 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 16 to 18. "Be joyful always. Pray continually. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." So plainly, it is God's will for us to be joyful, prayerful, and thankful. And I have had the opportunity over the years to meet many extraordinary people serving the persecuted church. And one that stands out to me is Nikolai Moldovanu. My father-in-law, Reverend Bill Bathman, introduced me to this extraordinary Christian hymn writer in Romania on a mission behind Iron Curtain. Now, Nikolai Moldovanu is called the Bach of Romania. He composed over 6,000 hymns, hundreds of those while suffering excruciating torture in solitary confinement in communist prison system of Romania. And without access to any Bible, without access to any books, without any musical instruments, without a pen or paper, Moldovanu determined to compose a hymn of praise to God every day that he is in solitary confinement. He committed them to memory to let me put down paper when finally released from prison. Now, how's that for mental discipline? And mental discipline under the worst of circumstances. I'm sure we've all had injuries of different sorts and, you know, cramps and problems and bruises. Well, this man had every finger in both hands smashed with a hammer. He was a great organist. So the communists, to stop him being able to be a musician, they thought they could do it. They smashed every bone in both fingers, both hands. And to shake hands with Nikolai Moldovanu was like shaking hands with eagle's talons, mangled, contorted, distorted fingers. He had to relearn to play the piano and organ because his fingers were now in different positions to what they'd been before. And Richard Vormbrandt, the author of Tortured for Christ, who's also a family friend, testified that Moldovanu was one of the greatest saints he met in 14 years of prison, that Moldovanu would come smiling from the torture room. And it was absolutely extraordinary. He had come out of torture saying, "Can I share with you the hymn that God gave me while he was being whipped," or whatever they were doing to him on that occasion. And so through the steadfast faith of Nikolai Moldovanu, he resisted all atheist indoctrination and communist torture, and he bequeathed to the churches in Romania 6,000 hymns. When I've been in Romania, the people are singing hymns, most of them composed by Nikolai Moldovanu, one of the saints of God who, you know, the scripture speaks about a sacrifice of praise. Hebrews 13:15, therefore by him let us continually offer up a sacrifice of praise to God. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. Now, sometimes our thanksgiving comes from a heart that's been blessed so much that it's easy to praise God sometimes when everything's going well for us and we're in good health and a whole lot of things have just gone our way. But sometimes our thanksgiving is a sacrifice. When we're sacrificing in spite of grief, loss, ill health, and so on, to be able to praise God while you're suffering from cancer or anything like this, this is a sacrifice. To praise God while you're being tortured, that's got to be the ultimate sacrifice of praise. And Nicola Moldovano's hymns are entitled like this: "Break my will, even with heavy blows. Only grace, if we gather together in the Lord, don't doubt but believe. Teach me to do your will. I will sing to you, O God, and break my plans." Now, these are some hymns that we've actually sung about before over there. Absolutely amazing to think in our hymn books in English, a lot of our hymns come from Fanny Crosby. Now, you know, Fanny Crosby was blind, and she composed more than 8,000 hymns and gospel songs. More than 100 million copies of her hymns were printed in her lifetime. And so we've all sung hymns like "Pass Me Not, O Gentle Savior," "Blessed Assurance," "To God Be the Glory," praise Him, rescue the perishing." These are from Fanny Crosby, who was blind. Now, you know, I'm sure we take our sight for granted. But when I've taken people to the Castle of Good Hope, one of the things I tend to do is get everyone into the dungeon, close the door and switch off the light. And there are screams, there are shrieks, as people experience darkness for a few seconds, not even a full minute. But for the first time in our lives, for most people, they've never experienced total darkness before. And the response immediately is to scream in horror, especially the ladies. It's actually quite funny. But as Fanny Crosby said, it would be a blessing for all of us if we were deprived of our sight for a few moments. Appreciate the blessings of sight. And it is so important for us to learn to give the sacrifice of praise. Whether you feel like it or not, turn to the Psalms and start to sing praises to God. It's so important for us to realize God's will for us is to be thankful, joyful, prayerful. Be joyful always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances. This is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. And so as we approach Thanksgiving, which shouldn't just be an American tradition, it's a good tradition for all of us. No duty is more urgent than that of returning thanks. Charles Spurgeon said, it should be as habitual for us to thank as to ask. Now, so many people ask, and we've often got a long list of, Lord, please do this and please do that, and oh, I need this, and can you also give me that? But how often do we give thanks? And giving thanks is the parent of all virtues, it said. And it's also true that a lack of gratitude is a root sin. You can read in Romans 1 how the wrath of God is being revealed from heaven against all the godlessness and wickedness of men who suppress the truth by their wickedness. For although they knew God, they neither glorified him as God nor gave thanks to him. But their thinking became futile and the foolish hearts were darkened. So here in Romans 1, failure to give thanks to God, thinking and foolish, darkened hearts. In Luke 17, we read of the 10 lepers who were healed by the Lord Jesus. And when one Samaritan returned and threw himself at Jesus' feet, thanking him, the Lord said, were not all 10 cleansed? Where are the other 9? Was no one found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner? And it's so often like that. It's one of the worst of sins. In 1 Timothy 3, the Apostle Paul gives a list of the most terrible sins, including ungratefulness, in the middle of a litany of heinous sins. So thankfulness is not just good character and maturity. It's an essential attribute of any Christian. Today, we've got attitudes of entitlement. We need to cultivate an attitude of gratitude. And giving thanks is one of our greatest duties, even if it's a sacrifice of praise to the Lord.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.